from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. You may have thought he was already running, but today Barack Obama made it official, invoking the image of another adopted son of Illinois who ran for and became president.
Divided, we are bound to fail. But the life of a tall, gangly, self-made Springfield lawyer tells us that a different future is possible. He tells us that there is power in words. He tells us that there's power in conviction, that beneath all the differences of race and region, faith and station, we are one people.
Senator Obama made his announcement outside the old state capitol in Springfield, Illinois. He then took his campaign to Iowa. NPR's Mara Liasson is traveling with the senator and joins me now. Mara, how far did Senator Obama take this Lincoln analogy?
Well, I guess about as far as he could. Not only did he compare himself to Lincoln, another tall, skinny, self-made Springfield lawyer, but he also reminded everyone that he was standing right in the shadow of the old state capitol in Springfield, where Lincoln once called on a divided house to stand together. Then he said that, yes, there might be a certain presumptuousness to my announcement since I haven't spent a lot of time learning the ways of Washington. But he said, I've been there long enough to know the ways of Washington must change. So in one stroke, he not only compared himself to Lincoln, who also had very little legislative experience before he ran for president, but also as an insurgent change agent candidate, a new generation. That's another phrase he used a lot.
Now, Barack Obama has won the hearts of many Democrats. He can be inspiring and charismatic. But did he get any more specific today with his message?
You know, he's had something to say about specificity itself. He said, you know, every 4 years, candidates from both parties make similar promises. We all have 10-point plans and grand speeches. But when everything's over, the old politics takes over. And he's running against the old politics. He did talk about, of course, greenhouse gases and the war and paying teachers more and letting unions organize. But Barack Obama's campaign is about creating a new kind of politics. And, of course, that raises the question, if he's going to do that, how is his campaign going to look different? On a practical level, I think it means that he has to bring new people into politics. And what his campaign advisors say to us is that they're hoping that they can tap this incredible energy on college campuses for him.
Mara, this seems to be all happening so very early. How long until this race is sewn up?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, we're 11 months before the Iowa caucuses, and I was just talking to David Yepsen, who's kind of the guru of Iowa political reporters, and he said he's about to write an ode to the living room because these candidates will never get to go to living rooms anymore. I flew from Springfield with Barack Obama on a 757. He had 500 accredited reporters with him today, and every one of these events is a complete mob scene. So not only is it incredibly early, but the kind of response these candidates are getting is overwhelming. But everything is very front-loaded, and I think that it wouldn't be surprising if the nomination is all but wrapped up by a year from now.
NPR's Mara Liasson with Senator Barack Obama in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. His main rival for the Democratic nomination, Senator Hillary Clinton, was in New Hampshire today. More on that tomorrow on Weekend Edition Sunday. Thank you, Mara.
Thank you.